So what happens now, that takes us to some other thing. One day we were talking, in Baba's presence and all that, about how there was some sort of what you call controversy. You have read the Parvardhika prayer that Baba gives? You know that prayer that Baba gives? So some people had come over here and they said, Baba, there seems to be some controversy. In the beginning you said that you are attributeless, and then at the end of that you are one with infinite attributes. How is it like that? He said, I'm both. In the beginning I was attributeless, but those who started recognizing me and loving me and adoring me and all that, they showered upon me all sorts of attributes. That's how it started, the conversation. I am, of course, attributeless. And then what happens is that they try to figure out as to who am I. I am the infinite one, you know. Means he's talking about how humanity first started imagining all this. Infinite one, infinite. So there is no nook and corner where he is not. Oh, then he must be omnipresent. So that's how he showered upon me the attribute of omnipresence. If he is omnipresent, then nothing is hidden from him. Oh, then he is all-knowing. We follow. It all went on like that. I don't want to go dialectic on that. But then, after a while he said, and then being omnipresent and all-knowing and all that, then he must be knowing everything and he's present everything. I said, he must be all-powerful and omnipotent and all that sort of thing. But then he turns to us and says, what do you mean by omniscient? Well, I tried to show him in Latin language, you know. Omniscient is all-knowing, because I had learned Latin. What do you mean by all-knowing? Knowing everything. What do you mean by knowing everything means what? I said, Baba, knowing everything, there's nothing to know. No, I said, knowing everything means knowing everything, every little thing. I said, but what it intrinsically means what? Then Baba tells us that my being omniscient means that there is nothing to know. What is knowing? What is, after all, wanting to know? It's a poor attempt to be it, to be it. But when I am it, I'm infinite eternal. So there's nothing for me to know. So there's nothing to know. I am it. Whatever you want me to know, I am that. So there's nothing for me to know. So omniscient means that there's nothing to know. You follow? That's how it is. Yeah. So that's how he is.